Welcome to the Maximize Your Potential podcast, where we demonstrate that you have unlimited potential. And when you maximize it every day, you will lead a life of happiness and fulfillment.
Well, hello, everyone. Al Rattan here, and I'm good here with my good friend Chris Baker, and we're here doing our co-hosted podcast. Chris's podcast is Maximize Your Potential, and mine is Lead from the Driver's Seat, and we're happy to be back with you for another episode. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Al. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great, man. You know what? Life is good.
Yes, it is.
Life is good. There may be a lot, you know, and I don't know if you've been, Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins got this whole Thrive Challenge going on right now out there. And a few folks haven't registered for it. I mean, it's really good. There's really good content, but I was listening to Dean's teaching from yesterday, and he just touched briefly on the chaos that is happening in our world and the uncertainty that is happening with inflation and prices and unemployment and wars and rumors of wars and all this other stuff. And he says, you know what, now's the opportunity to seize our moment, or for you listeners, to seize your moment to impact your world in a positive way.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at life as going, you know what? Yeah. Okay. I'm here up here in Canada. So we were based on liters. So we're down to about $1.79 a liter. And I think there's 3.8 liters in a gallon. So do the math. I don't know what you're selling gas at down there for a gallon right now, Chris. But
ours now is like around $3.90, somewhere around that.
It's like almost free.
Right.
Almost free. And I have a 132 liter gas tank too. So do the math, right? Yeah. So $1.77 times 132, it's expensive to fill my truck. But here's the thing, folks. You can look at the world and the way things are right now and panic and freak out, which is going to do you no good whatsoever.
Yeah.
Or you can change your mindset and be positive about things and look for the good in life. And you know what? There's a lot to be thankful for. Chris, if I had to ask you one thing right now, what's one thing that you are thankful for in your life today?
I'm thankful for, without a doubt, I'm thankful for Vicky and the relationship we've got.
Amazing.
That's one thing, like, immediately.
Yes, exactly. And that's the same thing that pops to my mind. My wife, Marge, is in the other room right now. Man, I got one son still at home. I got one son married and a daughter-in-law. I have a blessed life.
Yeah.
Really, at the end of the day, nothing else matters. My family is healthy and happy, and life is good. So that's, folks, I just want to encourage you today, and we haven't even started the podcast yet, really, on the topic. Yeah. But the topic is raise your bars, right? And if we remember, Chris, last week we touched on this, and we wanted to do a part two because it's important.
It is.
And we've got a free webinar coming up in 1 week. Well, 1 week from the night when we're recording this, it'll be less time by the time you hear this, folks, but on August 10th at 7 p.m., we're going to be doing a Raise Your Bars webinar, free teaching, and you can go to www.raiseyourbars.com to register. And we encourage you, register and share it with your families and friends, because we're going to share some really great information that night. Chris, do you want to go into what BARS stands for? Because I've talked for the last 3 minutes and 29 seconds, so absolutely, I should probably be quiet and let you share, my friend.
Yeah, so BARS, you know, we were talking about this, and as happens with Al and I, we just start talking about something and go, hey, what about doing this? And so we were talking about, how do you keep improving yourself, right? How do you keep growing? We're both students of personal growth and development. And so we said, how do you raise the bar? And then it was like, well, what does BARS stand for? And so we said, it's behaviors plus actions equals results and success. All right, so behaviors and actions equals results and success. So that's really what we're going to talk about on that webinar, and we'll continue a bit today. And before we go, I just want to say something. You know, get asking what we're grateful for. Mm-hmm. And one of those things is this, because I am grateful for the fact that we have all got the ability to choose how we respond to anything.
So good.
All right.
So good. Yes.
Ability. Now, whether we choose to use that or not is up to the individual, right? If you do, you'll raise your bar.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you'll stay still.
Exactly. And sadly, again, today we can look at our society and a lot of people choose not to react appropriately to situations that are heading their way. Absolutely. And folks, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I've not always acted in the best, as well, yeah, or as the best I could be in situations because, you know, we're human beings with emotions and feelings, and sometimes those get the best of us. But you're right, Chris, how are we approaching, what is our attitude like approaching these difficult situations that arise in our life? And yeah, and Chris and I might have, we'll announce it next week. We might have changed what the S stands for. We're not sure because Chris made a good point tonight. Instead of success, what about if it was significance? So this is like, we're actively working on content for this webinar. You're going to get great value out of it. So we encourage you to attend. And like we're talking about it, we're already changing things. But if the behaviors plus actions equals results and significance, you know, let me throw this back to you, Chris. Difference between success and significance.
I count it as the difference between I and we, right? So it's a bit like teamwork and leadership, mm-hmm, right? Leadership is moving from I to we. And I think that's similar with success and significance. Success is about what I achieve. Significance is what I help others achieve.
So right? Good.
And how I impact others. So
yeah. And we want to help you all. And we hope that you know, those that listen to our podcast and that we are helping you in some way. Mm-hmm. Improve and grow. And tonight we want to talk about, we're going to pull a chapter from one of our mentors' books and just touch on the law of intentionality. And this is from the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth from John Maxwell. And the law of intentionality says growth doesn't just happen. And then he says the subtitle, life is now in session. Are you present? And you know, Chris, the one line I pulled out of here that really hits home for me, and that I see a lot of people that I've worked with over the years, and not a negative way, but they just think that, you know, they'll get by on a hope and a prayer, so to speak. And right in the beginning, the first page of this chapter says, working hard doesn't guarantee success and hope isn't a strategy, right? It's not just hard work. It's not just hope. We're going to have to put in the intentional effort to grow ourselves, to become the people we need to be in order to achieve the level of success that we desire.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's that A word, right? It's the attitude. And I think you can have a good attitude or a bad attitude, and that will determine the trajectory. And I love the intentionality of it. You know, I've talked before about how people say that knowledge is power. And I say, no, knowledge is not power. It's the intentional application of the knowledge that you learn that yes, makes it powerful. And the key word in that is intentional, right? Because we you know, it ties in with what we're going to talk about next week with the behaviors and the actions. We've all got behaviors and actions that we repeat every day. Are we intentionally choosing the right behaviors and actions, or are we unintentionally allowing the bad behaviors and actions, right? And are we aware of that? So he's right. Growth doesn't just happen. You know, if it did, we wouldn't have to water plants and feed plants, right? We would just let it
happen. Yeah.
What does grow without feeding is weeds.
Yeah, they don't seem to have a problem taking over everything if you aren't careful, right? They choke out everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's true. It's how you approach things. And I'll give you an example from today that maybe a slight tangent, but I think it's relevant. One of my cast members the this morning sent me a message in Teams and said, hey, do you want the pros or the cons news first? And so I said, my immediate reply was, Sarah, cons are just an opportunity, so hit me with it.
Awesome.
Right? And yep, again, that's the mindset. And she immediately replied back. She knows that I'm a student of mindset too. And she said, good answer. I was just seeing if you'd done your mindset minutes this morning. So again,
that's awesome.
That shows the impact we can have on other people by sharing the good habits that we have ourselves, right? And it's intentionally growing and not just waiting. You know, people will, again, John talks in here about how people wait and wait and wait for the right time, right? When is the right time?
The right time is now.
Correct.
Right time is now. See, I knew the answer to that one because I've heard you say it before. The right time is now.
Right time is now.
Yeah. What, and again, we get into those behaviors. What behaviors have we allowed to creep into our life, or we could call them habits, right? To creep into our life that are affecting the results that we want to get. And I know for me, I mean, a habit for, honestly, I found myself in the habit over the last number of weeks to having a can of Coke every day.
Yeah.
And I love Coca-Cola. Like, it's my go-to, my go-to drink is Coca-Cola. I love Coke. Coke, we're looking for a sponsor for this podcast. If you're hearing this, anyways, earn some of the money back that I've spent on Coke over the years. But anyways, here's the thing. Coca-Cola is my favorite, but the habit, the result of that habit is weight gain, or maybe, you know, a sugar high and then the crash, or, you know, unhealthy habits that go along with that. Okay, I'll have a can of Coke and some chips, right? And then that's developing a bad habit or behavior that I need to break, because at the end of the day, it's not good for me every day, right? Every day. And I think if you look in James Allen says, people are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if our behaviors and actions are not aligned with the results and success or significance that we want to achieve, we're going to remain bound to our current circumstances.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, the circumstances that we see ourselves in now, or we find ourselves in now, are the result of the actions that we've made in the past. Right?
Exactly.
You can't go back and change those actions. And John says that as well. You can't go back and make a new beginning, but you can start today and make a new ending.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And so that's what we're looking to say. Are you intentional about what you're doing? Or are you, I guess, accidental about what you're doing, right? Where you're not in control.
Stumbling through life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, like that actually, if we bring into the universal law of sowing and reaping, right? You've sown seeds, you're reaping the harvest now for seeds you've sown in the past, right?
Right.
So what seeds are you going to sow today so you can reap a proper harvest for the future? And one of those seeds that you could sow is going to www.raiseyourbars.com and registering for a free webinar. That's a seed you could sow so you could show up, put things into action, and reap the reward down the road.
Yeah. And be present next Wednesday. Present. Right? Be present on the 10th, because I guarantee you, well, A, it'll be value for money because it's free. All right. So it's bound to be value for money. But you will take away at least one thing from that free webinar, at least one thing. Now, then you need to intentionally apply it.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
If you do, you've sown the seeds, you'll then reap the rewards.
Right.
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 Now you think about it as well, Al, as we're talking, I'm thinking about different examples. If a farmer wants to raise a crop of corn because he's got an order for corn, right, from a big multinational supermarket that's going to give him like hundreds of thousands of dollars for this corn,
right?
What seeds does he sow in order to get that corn? Does he sow peas?
Absolutely.
Or does he sow corn? Right?
Exactly.
Does he just pick any seeds out of the box of seeds, throw them in the ground, and hope that corn grows?
That would be insanity and a waste of time and money and resources.
Right. But how many of us do that?
Well, I was going to say, you and I have both, you know, being that we've coached and we've taught and we've trained and we've developed, and only for, and even from our own past experiences, we've seen people that kind of are spinning their wheels. They're stuck in that rut. They keep saying, and I have friends like this, they keep saying, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. Okay. You've been saying that for 30 years now. When are you actually going to do it?
Yeah.
When are you going to do it?
Correct.
And, you know, if you look back even in my journey, Chris, you know, in 2016, when I joined the Maxwell leadership team and decided to really focus on my personal growth and development, I started sowing the seeds then,
mm-hmm.
of becoming the person I desire to be. I'm still a work in progress, folks. So anybody that knows me, you know, I'm still a work in progress, but I'm speaking the words of who I want to be. I'm planting the seeds now for who I want to be.
Yeah.
And I want to have the proper behaviors and actions so I can get the results and the success or help others, myself and others, reach significance by the things that I do.
Yeah. And there's a great quote in this chapter as well on the law of intentionality from Bruce Springsteen. And he says, a time comes when you
great philosopher, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he says, time comes when you need to stop waiting for the man you want to become and start being the man you want to be. Yeah. All right. Let's change that man to person. Right. Person. So stop waiting
for the person you want to become
and start being the person you want to be.
Yeah.
And it's the, you know, again, I used this saying the other day with one of my team in a one-on-one. We're talking about it. I said, I was always told to dress for the job you want, not the job you've got. And it's the same mentality, right? So you're being the person you want to become instead of waiting. And you know, we talk about it again with leadership, where people will say, when I get a leadership position, I'll take a leadership course.
Too late.
Too late.
Yeah. How much damage are you going to do to the team or the company or the organization while you're training to be a leader when you're already supposed to be a leader?
Yeah.
And honestly, I was one of those people. I was promoted to an assistant manager position of a big box retail store chain here in Canada when I was 21 years old. I didn't know anything about leadership. I worked hard. That's the only reason I got the promotion.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense.
It doesn't.
No sense.
It doesn't. And John also refers to, you know, we've got the law of diminishing intent, right? That goes back to what you were just saying earlier, where the longer you wait to do something you should do now, the greater the odds that you will never actually do it.
Exactly. All right.
So again, you know, I like the Nike slogan, just do it.
Just do it.
And I would add another word to it. I would say, just do it now.
Yeah.
Right. Why wait? Absolutely. What's going to change? Right. Now what really people are waiting for is for somebody to hand it to them on a plate.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Right. That's not going to give you significance and success. Right. Right. It's not going to give you that sustained significance of success. It may give you instantaneous.
Yeah.
But if you're not ready for it, if you're not ready to receive it, and you're not going to deliver the right behaviors and actions every day, it's going to fall down.
And that's why I like organizations, and I like supporting organizations that say, we're going to give people a hand up, not a hand out. Right. And I love that. And let's face it, most of our governments these days want to give handouts to everybody for anything at all times.
Yeah.
But let's, you know, teach a man to fish, right. instead of, you know, giving him a fish. So that's what we are really, the whole purpose of us, Chris and I, getting together to do these weekly podcasts is to pour into you. The whole reason for us doing this webinar next week and putting effort into writing content so we can add value to you and help you achieve results and success is because we want to help others. We want to give you a hand up, help you get unstuck, help you set your intention properly, to set the proper behaviors, to start putting into place the actions you need to take so you can get the results that you have been desiring. So if you're stuck, if you've been stuck, if you aren't getting the results that you desire in life, then you need to come to the webinar next week, raiseyourbars.com, to register.
Yeah. And Al, it's interesting because you see a lot of survey. I see a lot of surveys that talking about employee engagement, right? And and like how happy are people at work? And it's something like 60%+ of people are not fully engaged in their job, right? Or they don't enjoy their job.
Yeah,
you're the people that we're talking about in a lot of ways, right? Because there is more for you out there. You've just got to understand what it is you're looking to achieve,
exactly,
and what do you need to do to get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what we want to help you identify.
I read an article, and I don't quote me on the numbers, folks, but it was some similar along that lines, but it was like 80% of people said they could put in more effort and work harder at their job.
Right.
Right. They're just there to collect a pay. And if you're unsatisfied with where you are in life, we want to help you. Yeah. But we're not going to give you a handout. We're going to give you a hand up. There's going to be work involved. But right. if you do the work, you know, I can't guarantee your results because I don't know what effort you're going to put in. But I can tell you that I've had results because of the effort I've put in. Mm-hmm. And I have a good business because of it.
Yeah.
So put in the effort and you can get the results. We're coming up on 20 minutes, Chris. What do you want to, any last minute thoughts?
Yeah. I'm just thinking like, again, you know, as you say that we're going to give you the tools, right. To do it. We can't make you pick up the tools and use them. But we'll give you every reason to. So what I want you guys to think about between now and next and Wednesday the 10th, right? Or let's say Tuesday the 9th, because you need to register then, is to think about what's going on in your life. Think about how satisfied you are with your life, right? How much, how satisfied are you with what you're achieving, right? How satisfied are you with the example that you set into your kids, your grandkids, your peers, right? How if you were to stop today and write your obituary, right, which sounds a bit morbid, but let's say it, what would you say about yourself and your life?
Right.
You know, have you achieved what you wanted to achieve? Are you on a path to achieve even more? Do you even know what you want to achieve? Right. And sit and answer these hard questions and do them honestly. And then when you've answered them, your challenge then is to register for Raise Your Bars, because I guarantee that you will want more if you've answered those correctly.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And it, and if you are perfectly happy with your life, if you don't want any more from your life, then more praise to you and kudos to you. But I would suggest that is a small percentage of people if we're honest right. with ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the key, being honest with ourselves. Take a serious, honest look at where you are. And if you're stuck or dissatisfied, then take action.
Yeah. even if you're not sure, right? Even if you go, I don't know, invest 30 minutes of your time, maybe 45 minutes of your time on Wednesday the 10th, spend that time with Alan ourselves. At the end of the day, if you turn around and say, I'm perfectly happy with my life, guess what? It's still been a worthwhile 45 minutes because it's confirmed to you that it is. Yes. But if it confirms to you that, hey, I'm worthy of more, right? I'm capable of more. I want more. I want to give more to give back more to my family and to my community and to my employer or my employees, depending on whether you're an employee or an employer.
Correct.
It's still been worth it, right? Because you'll have learned something from us.
Absolutely. And you know what? And folks, I want you to take something away from this tonight, is that you are a person of value. We value you, and you can achieve more.
Absolutely.
We can all work to achieve more. Anyways, yeah. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Again, Chris Baker with Maximize Your Potential podcast, Al Rattan with Lead from the Driver's Seat. Go to www.raiseyourbars.com and register for our webinar on August 10th. And we hope to see you there, and have an amazing week. And share this. Oh, one more thing. Share this with your family and friends. Invite them to join you on the webinar on August 10th. Have an amazing day, everyone. Take care. Right.
Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Maximize Your Potential podcast with myself, Chris Baker. If you enjoyed this content, I encourage you to subscribe so you get notifications as each new episode is released. And then if you could rate and review it on your podcast platform, that would be much appreciated. In addition, share the podcast with as many people as you think would benefit from these messages. I want to continually bring you these messages of hope and application that you can put into your life so you can maximize your potential every day. In the show notes is all my contact details if you want to reach out to me. Be more than happy to help you, and I look forward to catching up with you soon. Have a magical day, and bye for now.